This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I saw promotions for it on Extra, you know, tonight. I've seen it everywhere today. I got a real problem with how they jerked around the press over the course of the day with, oh, he's not going to do it, when clearly he went in there with it in his pocket. He was going to do it all along. But, it, you know, is Trump winning this media game today?
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, I will stipulate that I'd like both of them to go full McCain and give us a bunch of information. But I think on this point, look, on the scale of things, ridiculous things to be upset about in 2016, this is very, very low down. I think if Obama had gone on and done a guest spot on General Hospital and given his stuff, everybody would have been like, oh my gosh, what an insightful and interesting, innovative way to do this. So I think he's reaching a new audience. There are fewer questions about his health issues than there are about Clinton, so he has less risk in that area. I think if he turns mean on her, that's where the risk becomes bigger for him. But I think this is, frankly, a win for him. And the jerking around of the press was also an issue with Hillary when they evaded the press as soon as she had this incident on Sunday, and that was a real
serious problem. There's no question. So. They evaded the press. They escaped.
Well, you know, Mary Catherine Hamm, the full McCain, I love it, great line, and the jerking of the press. Well, the press is, they're already gaffed. I mean, they've got the hook already there, Scott. I mean, you know, they're just in the ready position. And, you know, it was like you're watching that footage before when they were trying to pursue Hillary Clinton and they're, you know, running through the fields. You know, trying to have a moment with her. You know, she's been rather evasive. I mean, for somebody who's been in poor health and all this other stuff, she's been able to move one step ahead of the press. You know, and I think that, you know, with them continuing to get burned here a bit, you know, this is bothersome. You know, the fact that, you know, we went for such an extended period of time where she didn't have a quote unquote official press conference where, you know, the press was allowed to, you know, ask questions. And, you know, they're feeling a bit insulted. And, you know, they're starting to, you know, I'm sensing that some teeth are being ground up here. And, you know, they're getting a little irritated. And I don't think they were none too happy, especially after, you know, what happened in New York at the memorial on 9/11, when she was missing in action for 90 minutes. And I'm sure all these editors, you know, all over the place are calling and talking to their reporters going, you know, where's Hillary? Well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You know, can you imagine what it was like there, the crosstalk there? Because, you know, they were put in a very precarious and uncomfortable position because your job is to report on Hillary Clinton. You're supposed to trail her. And all of a sudden now she's out of sight. You have no idea where she is. And then suddenly, you find out, well, she's coming out of, Chelsea Clinton's apartment, and she comes out and she's all wonderful, you know, all made up. Everything's totally refreshed. And here's somebody, an hour before, 90 minutes before was, you know, just, you know, crumbling into a van. And when you look at that footage, you just go, wow, you know, is she going to be okay? Because here's a woman whose health has already been questioned, been a bit compromised. Supposedly she has pneumonia, but 90 minutes later, I mean, you know, what did they give her? And I'm sure other people across the country, whatever they get, I want her. I want what she got that 90 minutes after, you know, being a wreck. She looked all happy and everything was all fine, ready to go. I don't know, but hey, that's what they're talking about. And, you know, this discussion will continue, but you know, such is the mystery of the Clintons. And now Hillary Clinton, of course, carries the day and has people talking about her. But, you know, as we talked about before, Scott, this keeps her off message. You know, this is dulling and blunting her message on her campaign, and it's as if the narrative is, I mean, Donald Trump doesn't even have to say anything. He's just letting this go, and even with her statement about, you know, millions of Trump voters being deplorable in the basket of deplorables, right?
She can end it anytime she wants. It's just like Trump with his tax return. You can end it anytime you want.
Yeah.
I mean, so she's just got to put out her records.
Well, you know, I guess doing the full McCain is not going to happen anytime soon. I don't think so. I know you're holding your breath. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com, and we encourage you to get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We always love hearing from you. We got Dr. Jerome Corsi we're connecting with here very shortly. He's got a new book out, Partners in Crime, The Clinton Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit. It has now been released. Dr. Corsi, of course, received his Ph.D. in political science from Harvard University. He's currently a senior staff reporter for WND.com, where he works as an investigative journalist. In 2004, he co-authored the number one New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command, Swift Boat Veterans Speak Out Against John Kerry. You may remember. Its success, permitted him to write full-time on politics and economics, two fields in which he has considerable expertise and experience. And since then, he's written 5 New York Times best-selling books, including The Obama Nation, Leftist Politics, and The Cult of Personality. So we will be with us here shortly, and we'll talk about this new book, about Partners in Crime, and what the Clintons have done, you know, to monetize, you know, their political positions. You know, I think it's hard for them to hide, you know, from all this smoke. You know, everybody keeps asking about a smoking gun. I think it was Charles Krautheimer the other night says he referred to it as a smoking cannon. You know, we're beyond the gun. But, you know, I don't know what it's going to take for the mainstream media to really, you know, bear down on this situation. You know, there's probably the concern of, look at, are we going to have an effect? Do we want to have this much effect on an election and disqualify a presidential candidate by our investigative efforts? Maybe that's what has stopped them, you know, and held them back, not to mention the fact that, look, they've been all in, you know, with Hillary and with the Democrats over the years. And would this be just too much of an unconscionable, self-inflicted wound for them to, you know, cut bait, you know, with this candidate? You know, are they just so far gone that there's no room for any kind of sense of integrity? See, and this is the problem, you know, at the very foundation of all of America's ills, is there is such a huge lack of integrity. And sadly, the voters are willing to go along with it. This is what is most disturbing. Is, you know, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. And we're marching step with this. You know, the information is right there. I mean, just go right down the line. And, you know, if you remember, of course, what we choose to remember about the Clinton years when Bill Clinton was in the White House was that, all in all, you know, things were pretty good, you know, financially, economically. But you have to remember what was going on
And, you know, what helped buttress, you know, the Bill Clinton economic years? I mean, first of all, he got together with the Republicans, and together they fashioned something that made sense, whether it had to do with reforming welfare, you know, his first admission that the era of big government was over. And so he backed off from being so focused on this big government. This wieldy big government that his wife, there's no way. I mean, she really believes. And this is the issue here where we are. And this is the stark contrast of this election. And you got to know progressives and Democrats are fighting for their life because they're afraid that America is going to finally wake up to this truth. I mean, you know, people are warning and saying, look, there's this groundswell that is not being measured. You know, the pundits and pollsters had a hard time measuring during the primaries with Donald Trump and 16 other candidates for the Republican Party. They wanted to look at it as business as usual. Well, I cannot believe, even getting down to this, that we're so quick to go back to business as usual when the movement that began over a year ago was one of, you know, the people saying, we've had it with insiders, we've had it with all the lying. I don't know if you saw this the other night, but even the cable guy, you know, cut out of character. Yeah, and he started, you know, just, you know, calling it out on both sides, you know, the problem. But particularly with Hillary Clinton and her deception that, you know, she looked in the camera, looked straight in the people's eyes and said she did not, she did not, she did not. And it's all turning into one big falsehood. And so, you know, what do we do? What do we tell our kids? It's okay to lie? You know, what is this going to open up? You know, in much the same way that Bill Clinton had an effect on the culture back at the end of the century when he said, I did not have sex with that woman. But yet there were all these other, you know, reports that would indicate differently. Maybe a different definition of sex. Because it all depended on what the definition of is, right? It got down to that kind of hair splitting. And that question was actually asked, I mean, by an adult, not by some kid, by an adult. And so what happened? The culture says, well, I guess it isn't sex. So it's okay. And a lot of what happened after, you know, after the impeachment of William Jefferson Clinton, was amazing. And I don't know when it'll ever get reported, because it's been underreported in terms of the effect that it had sociologically, particularly on the young people. And there were some reports that I read and books that were written about it. And it's heartbreaking. So here we are, untethered. We've lost our moral compass. And we're going to say, okay, we're going to be open to elect somebody who lies about lying and has a proven track record. I mean, I don't know how much more you can vet Hillary Clinton than already has been. And either the pollsters are way off here and they're mismeasuring this groundswell that Kellyanne is talking about, Kellyanne Conway I'm talking about, that she's referring to. And of course, you know, mainstream media and others, you know, they kind of poo-poo it. But I sense that it's there. I sense that people, because of the firebrand that Donald Trump is, that people are careful. They're careful about saying they support Donald Trump. Maybe in small coffee clutches with people that they feel comfortable with, they talk about it. But they just don't want to start something. You know, we have enough contention going on in our society today that given the choice, and they say, okay, you know, I'd rather not. Let's let that go. You know, let's not bring that up. Let's talk about anything but. Let's talk about Colin Kaepernick, you know. And can you imagine? Who would have thought, Scott, who would have thought a football player would unite a country? It is amazing. I mean, you talk about polls and how people are, you know, rallying against Colin Kaepernick. His career is already in the balance anyway. Sadly, I mean, I thought the guy was very talented. I really did. I mean, here he is. He led San Francisco to the 49, to the Super Bowl not that long ago. But now he has put himself on a trajectory of irrelevance.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I wanna live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just-
just the way you like it, America. It's all about you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez, and Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us, New York Times bestselling author. Has written a powerful expose documenting Clinton Foundation scams. He builds a case for prosecuting Bill and Hillary and shutting down the Clinton Foundation with his new book, Partners in Crime, The Clinton Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit. Let me say happy birthday, Dr. Corsi. How are you?
Well, great. Thanks, Bill. Yes, and I got a little bit of a late start, had a little surprise. Happy birthday here at home, and I was, it's nice to have another birthday.
Well, and it's nice to have family. I mean, and this is what we realize after it's all said and done, you know, Jerome, is that it's all about family. And when they do something like this, it is so special. So, you know, all is excused. It's always good to have you on, even after it's a birthday morning celebration at the Corsi household.
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate your understanding.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, let's talk about the book. Well, I'll tell you, the Clinton Foundation has been exposed big time. As one pundit said, this isn't about a smoking gun. They're just smoking cannons all over the place. What more do they need, right?
Well, it was Charles Ortello, the top analyst here in New York, who 2 years ago really warned me, showed me the Clinton Foundation audited financial statements were fraudulent. I mean, they're sham. The numbers are reported, you know, how much did the foundation receive? One number. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know where they spent the number. Pass-through accounts and shell corporations. You know, Clinton has W.J. Clinton, you know, W.J.C., LLC, his name, and William Jefferson Clinton as a shell corporation. All it does is pass money through it like a money laundering account.
Exactly. That's the same. Yeah.
And so, you know, what you find is that the Clintons use the foundation for a critical state and federal crime, which is called annulment. You know, you don't even have to prove pay to play, which is harder to prove because annulment is just using a charity with tax advantages to enrich yourself. Mm-hmm. And you're not permitted. I mean, I found programs where the Clintons spend as little as 10% of the money they get in on the charitable purpose. The rest goes to their staff, themselves, their travel, their five-star hotels, their luxury lifestyle. It's ridiculous.
And people need to understand here, Dr. Corsi, that the general rule with charities is, you know, maybe 25, 35% tops, you know, would go to administrative costs. But in this case, it's 90% going to administrative costs. But yet, the spokespeople that talk about the Clinton Foundation say, oh, they've done a lot of great things. You know, it reminds me of the narrative whenever they talk about Planned Parenthood. It's like, ignore all this bad stuff they do because of all this supposed good stuff they do. And at this point, it's all supposed.
And I'm not sure what good stuff they do. I mean, this is a
exactly.
Yeah, Clinton Foundation's got a lot of glossy pictures on the website, and you see Bill in Africa. Well, I show that they diverted, you know, tens of millions of dollars from the UN. That doesn't show up in their financials that the UN says they gave to the Clinton Foundation. And the Clintons, for years, bought defective drugs in HIV/AIDS drugs in India at discount and shipped those to Africa. Those drugs wouldn't cure anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they ship them out. They have an office in Boston, South Boston. You can't even find out how many people work in the office. That's the office that runs the HIV/AIDS program, the biggest program the Clintons run. And we don't even know how many people work there. We don't know what they do. The financial statements don't give you any details about this office in the warehouse district without any outside signage. That, you know, I went over there and filmed it, and the only guy who would tell me how many people worked there was the guy who delivered soda to the place every day.
Wow. Well, this is the deal, you know. Like you say, when this is all one big scam and shell, you know, they've been able to get away with this, and it seems that whenever there's money involved, and especially if it's government money, which is we the people's hard-earned money, like what happened in Haiti. The Clintons managed to, you know, land there like buzzards.
Well, and Bill, look, you've got to ask. Here the Clintons come out of the White House, they say they're broke. You know, they owe $10 or $12 million in legal fees because of Bill's sexual exploits. And now they're each worth $100 million net worth. You gotta ask where that money came from, because the only jobs Hillary has had were Senate and, you know, Secretary of State. They don't pay $100 million.
Right.
And Bill Clinton hasn't had a job except for the foundation. And the speaking fees don't show up in the Clinton Foundation financials. You don't see speaking fees listed or line itemed in the audited financial statements. Speaking fees, for all I know, could get paid directly to Bill. Or
right.
you get paid through the pass-through WJCLC Corporation. The financial accounting is so slipshod, you can't tell what the Clinton Foundation is doing with their money.
And you can't tell where it's all coming. And when you break it down, as Peter Schweitzer did on some of these things, you know, Jerome, where, you know, when you've got uranium involved, I mean, just dealing with that and the pass-through, and you follow the money, even, you know, what Hillary Clinton says with these things. I mean, she self-indicts herself. She says, follow the money. Well, you look at the uranium deal and how Putin ends up with 20% of the country's uranium, to me, borders treason.
Well, and Bill, it's a very important question. And, you know, look, I think Peter Schweitzer is right about pay to play. And I think the emails that we're going to get now are going to prove the Clintons were regularly emailing the Clinton Foundation, with Huma Abedin passing the emails over to the Clinton Foundation, and to Neo, Doug Band, who's been the body man of Bill Clinton, who's now multimillionaire as a result of this scam. You know, the whole thing is a money machine. And what my book points out, where it's different from Peter Schweitzer's, is that you can, any person who's given a dollar to the Clinton Foundation, can demand, can go to their state attorney general and say, I want a criminal investigation of the Clinton Foundation. And if this has enough people in a state demanding a criminal investigation, you know, you could have a class action suit, you can get a lawyer. One state attorney general, I've got the list of all attorneys general in the United States in the back of the book. One attorney general, as they point out, you know, partners in crime, can shut down the Clinton Foundation internationally while that state conducts its criminal investigation.
Well, can't they, even if it hasn't been $1, I mean, in a sense, when they have gotten their hands on government money, doesn't that open up the door? Because in the name of we the people, they have violated a public trust, have they not?
Well, that's a good point, Bill. And I think, you know, I pointed out, for instance, within the Haiti scam, that Bill Clinton, both the Clintons got in the middle of all the money. Bill Clinton got appointed special envoy to the UN. He was on the Haiti commission. The people of Haiti are still protesting that the Clintons stole, you know, one of the studies I cite in Partners in Crime said only pennies on the dollar of government money got to Haiti. The rest went to Beltway firms associated with the Clintons.
Exactly. Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. And, you know, every once in a while you still see pictures of the people in Haiti outside of the Clinton Foundation there in New York saying, where's our money, right?
That's right. And outside Trump, they want Trump to make an issue of this in the campaign.
Wow. There's lots of things and lots of dark holes to go into right now. And here we are just about 70 days plus days out. He's got to pick and choose his battles on that one. Dr. Jerome Corsi, New York Times best-selling author, making a case for why Bill and Hillary should be prosecuted and why the Clinton Foundation should be shut down. In his new book, Partners in Crime, The Clinton Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit. Dr. Corsi, is always good to have you with us.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Americans are banking on the go more than ever, as nearly two-thirds cite mobile or online as their preferred method of banking, a significant increase from last year. The third annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found mobile and online banking, as well as digital payments, continue to grow in popularity among U.S. consumers. More than half surveyed cite they actively use a mobile banking app, and 57% would consider or already use a peer-to-peer money transfer service from their bank. 2 in 5 would use or already use their smartphone to make purchases at checkout. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
This year's report
demonstrates the growing reliance on our mobile devices to navigate daily life and manage finances. It's important for us to be where our customers are, which is why we continue to deliver new features that provide increased convenience to our more than 20 million active mobile banking users.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, history is important, right? He who controls history controls the present. Whoever controls the present controls the future. And it is about time that America, we the people, got control of our history and really understood what our country is all about and why even our Constitution, which this Friday is Constitution Day, a good time to remember to, you know, read the Constitution. And fall in love with this document once again and appreciate our founding fathers and those that gave up their blood, their treasure, their honor for the sake of this great American experiment. Jimmy Singenberger is with us. He's president and founder of the Millennial Policy Foundation. Jimmy's run two nonpartisan nonprofits, the Liberty Day Institute and the Millennial Freedom Forum. Also a longtime radio talk show host on Denver's News Talk 710 KNUS. At 26, how long time of a talk host can you be, Jimmy?
Over 5 years.
Well, I guess in radio life, that is a long time. You know, because I grew up in the radio business when your life expectancy was measured in weeks, you know, so.
Right.
You know, because there was always the format of the day and the program director of the day that was coming in. But fortunately for me, I was kind of counterintuitive. Most of the stations I worked at, it was, 3 to 5 year stints. So I was very grateful compared to everybody else that I saw all around town, especially in Los Angeles. And it was weeks and months. You know, you could just watch the body count there. But hey, the fun part of radio. Why not? Hey, I want to talk to you about the Millennial Think Tank. People are looking at the numbers here and looking at millennials and, the number that they've grown to. I guess now we can say definitely bigger than the baby boomers, right?
It's a remarkable transition demographically for the country. In fact, by 2020, according to the Brookings Institution, one in three U.S. adults will be a millennial. This really can have some dramatic impact on how our public policy is going to be shaped, and that's why I, along with some others, where millennials decided to found the Millennial Policy Foundation to really try to make a difference in reshaping the policy debate on so many issues that we're facing, because traditionally you get the perception that a majority of millennials tend to be more liberal, not necessarily understanding so much the basic tenets of the Constitution and the ideals of limited government and individual liberty. And so that's something that we want to foster among this next generation of leaders.
Well, part of the challenge with millennials is their attitude, their perspective has been formed by a liberal press, conditioned also by an educational system that has very well indoctrinated them. And I'm sure some, you know, because we all go through that process, Jimmy. I went through it too as well, and I saw it with my friends who went to college and were influenced by professors, and then they got into the real life and said, hey, how come I was lied to for the last 4 years, and I just spent $250,000 for those lies?
Yes, exactly. I mean, in so many different ways, we get this perception that turns into some sort of reality. Like, for example, going to college, there's this perception that everybody needs to go to college and you need to spend however many thousands of dollars in order to get that education. And there's this idea that the federal government should be heavily involved in that process, potentially even, as is the case, taking over student loans. So the dramatic impact that these types of perceptions have on millennials is significant. It is, as I said, dramatic.
Well, the baton is being handed to the next generation, you know, this group of millennials. And I think that what I am sensing anyway, Jimmy, is that there's an increasing level of responsibility for millennials. I know that they've been maligned rather routinely lately on late night shows or Waters World or whatever, to present millennials like they're a bunch of knuckleheads disconnected from reality. But maybe I've just been fortunate lately, because the millennials I've been talking to lately are very thoughtful. And you know, the America in which we live in today, this 21st century America, is concerning them. And what I'm trying to encourage them to, you know, to fight for and realize is that they do have a say, that it's not already predetermined. The beauty of this country is that it can be formed, but they need to be proactive in the formulation of this new 21st century America.
I absolutely agree. You know, the millennial generation is interesting in that it right now is very wide ranging. So you've got those who are about 18, 19 years old is sort of the young cutoff, onto those who are 34, 35, which is the higher age of the millennials. So you've got those who are in college onto those who have kids that are in K through 12 education. And so especially those who are in their later 20s or in their early 30s, you're going to be getting more and more of that thoughtful sort of attitude on how we can effectively address many of the issues that we talk about.
Exactly. Well, there's nothing like experience or having a kid or two to shake your reality just a bit. And you start projecting this out and you go, okay, and wonder how we got here. And part of the reason is that, you know, we the people have disconnected from the process, and we need to get connected. So my word of encouragement to millennials is that, look, I'm glad you're getting involved. Get involved early, stay involved, and do it often, because there's nothing like accountability. And that has been the problem with the ruling class in America. They have found a way to escape accountability. This is why they misrepresent, they obfuscate, you know, all these issues to us. And then we wonder, you know, why we're in this situation. It is a slow creep. And they understand this. I mean, they just catch us while we're sleeping. And when we do, they just move the ball on us. The next thing you know, you go, hey, how did you get 15 yards up the field here? I didn't even know, you know, what happened. Well, you weren't paying attention. Progressives know how to move it forward.
Well, here's the interesting thing, is that there's so many preconceptions about the different issues that we face among millennials. And I really think that there is, in fact, a unique opportunity to tap into this next generation of American leaders and to reframe the debate on college costs, on healthcare, on energy, on immigration, on the economy. I mean, issue after issue, there is an opportunity to really tap into it for those of us who believe that the principles of freedom and limited government are so important to who we are as a nation, and that those are the only solutions to the problems that we face.
Well, with these costs and these things, you know, whether it's college tuition, you know, on down the line, things that are important to millennials, you still have to come back to the checkbook and say, what's happening with, you know, the main checkbook, with We the People's money? Is it being stewarded wisely? You know, which Tom Coburn in the past, I miss Tom Coburn. He was such a boon, you know, to all of us in holding you know, Congress accountable and showing in black and white how much overspending was taking place, how much overlap. I mean, I think in his last Wastebook report, it was like $400 billion of overlap. And, of course, right now, the other thing we're dealing with, Jimmy, is the end of the fiscal year for the government. I've suggested that they freeze all spending, because usually what happens in the last, you know, 60, 30 days especially, you've got all these agencies vacating, you know, their budgets, because if they leave any money behind, that means they get less next year. And so this is when you get stupid purchases that are made where you know, you're paying $10,000 for a number two Ticonderoga pencil. You know what I mean?
Yes, I mean, this is the time when government is out of control in terms of its spending. And a freeze is certainly good to start as a starting point. And there are so many other options and opportunities that we have to really rein in government spending and be sensible about it. All we need is an uproar. We need people to speak up.
Well, Jimmy, we got to have you back, because I want to talk to you about shale, but we got into everything else that has been on the target for millennials. But next time, I want to talk about these oil shell reserves that total an astonishing 1.5 trillion barrels of oil.
MillennialPolicyFoundation.org is our website, by the way.
Okay, again, remind everybody, because they need to be connected with you. Again, say it.
MillennialPolicyFoundation.org is the website for the Millennial Policy Foundation.
Well, Jimmy, keep up the great work, and look forward to having you back on the show again. Okay, Jimmy Sengenberger on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering, because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Just the way you like me, fresh every day. Why not 14 before the top of the hour? Welcome back. We're going to be visiting with Sarah Carter here. Sarah, of course, investigative reporter, just an all-around troublemaker is what she tells me. And, I just take her for her word, but she had an exclusive sit-down interview with Ivanka Trump. And, it was quite revealing, wasn't it, Sarah? Did we lose you? Sarah, are you there? Scott, I'm not picking her up. What happened?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Here we are.
I'm here.
Okay, well, good, because I'm sitting here going, what happened? We got a
I'm
knot
a
in the cord.
I'm a troublemaker. I don't know what happened. I must be a troublemaker.
Well,
I hear you fine.
Well, good. Well, I figured with that introduction, I said either I insulted her to such a point, she said, well, that's enough. I'm hanging up.
Oh, no, you didn't do that to me, Bill.
Okay.
Nah, you got to really insult me to make me hang up.
Well, that's not going to happen. Well, Sarah, I got to tell you, I really appreciate that, and who would have ever thought at this point that as a veteran investigative journalist, that you're doing, something that most journalists aren't doing, and that is doing your job and actually checking things out, so we're grateful for your commitment and your determination to get down to the truth of the matter. I mean, your award-winning coverage of border and immigration issues, as well as national security and terrorism. And, of course, now, here we are in the throes of the 2016 election, so there's plenty of stuff to cover these days, right?
Oh, yes. It doesn't stop. I mean, most of my time I spent in the war zones, covering Afghanistan, Iraq, our troops, the war on terror, and like you said, border, and that's where I got started, border security. And there's a lot evolving there, too, on that battlefront. Mm-hmm. And now, we see how that's playing out in the presidential election come November. I mean, these are the questions that the American people want answered. I mean, we have been 15 years in a war, I would say even longer, battling terrorism. It's gotten worse and worse. We haven't seen any respite from it. In fact, in Afghanistan now, the situation is dire. In Iraq, we're seeing an enormous amount of failures, trying to gain ground, hold ground, not being able to hold ground, the Russian involvement, their Iranian involvement in the region. And so for whoever is elected president, these are going to be tremendous issues, and they're going to affect every single one of us here in America, because we are in a global world now that is not going to let us just sit and relax and enjoy our lives.
Yeah, right.
But we're going to keep seeing that interference. So I think that both of them have to be very well read on that, as well as, of course, all the national issues that are plaguing our country and things that Americans want answers to as well.
You're exactly right. And to that point, America not only wanting, they need the answers, they're looking for it. America is fed up with being conditioned and turned into a bunch of mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed a bunch of you-know-what, Sarah. And they're, they're biting back at the mainstream media, and they're really begging journalists to do their jobs and to, do the work that they were created to do, and that is to hold this government accountable. This government has been gotten away. They've gotten away with so much, and here we are at the point where 7 out of 10 of us say the country is on the wrong track. And, in order to get back on the wrong track, I mean, we need all hands on deck. We need journalists. We need, as activated citizens to understand what their government is all about. I mean, this Friday we've been mentioning is going to be Constitution Day, and that's a great reminder for us to get reconnected with our founding document.
That's right, and it's a great reminder that we all play an important role, that this is not about government. I mean, that's the main purpose of the government, the executive branch's job, is to protect us from outside threats. That's their main job. Mm-hmm. But our job as Americans is to be actively involved and to know. And what that requires is great leadership, right? So when people feel that their leaders are informing them, that they're leading them, that they're making decisions and explaining why those decisions are important, that's what people are looking for in great leadership. And the American people are great. Right. I've traveled the whole world. This is one of the greatest countries on planet Earth. We give more to people all over the world. We open our hearts to people from all over the world. And that's just a fact. Mm-hmm. And I think that what's happened is we've had years of where Americans have felt disillusioned, where people aren't getting the answers that they need, where leadership has been lacking, where leadership has been hiding behind curtains and not answering questions that Americans care about. And I think to some extent, people just became exhausted of it.
Exactly.
And we see a reinvigoration, don't we? I mean, in this election, where people are actually coming back out and saying, look, these are the topics that concern us. What are you going to do for us, Ms. Clinton? What are you going to do for us, Mr. Trump? Mm-hmm. And answer those questions. And I think that's why we see such a tight race. And we actually see Trump, and I knew you were talking about Ivanka. I had an opportunity to interview her three times already. I've interviewed Mr. Trump twice, and I'm hopefully going to be interviewing him again this week on national security issues. And I think that when we look at what's happening in the polls, we're seeing Americans coming back out of the woodwork saying, okay, we're going to get involved in this. We care about this, whether we love Trump or whether we love Hillary or whoever. We are going to put these people on the spot, and we want them to answer our questions.
Exactly. Well, and that's what's needed. I mean, when I was growing up, Sarah, I grew up with that generation that said question authority. And interestingly enough, it's like that generation is now in authority, and they're saying, don't question us.
Absolutely. I mean, we saw today, recently, just today, actually, a report came out that the Department of Homeland Security is withholding basically a report that was mandated by the Obama administration about border security. Mm-hmm. And it apparently, the report actually states that only 51% of people are actually apprehended at the U.S. border. Whereas the Obama administration for a long time, it said it was over 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And now it looks like more than 200,000 a year, based on estimates of what the people that were hired to look at this situation and inform the DHS about, over 200,000 make it into the country, annually, and it's not the numbers that the administration has. And I think that that's the most frustrating part for Americans as well as for reporters, is that when you try to dig down and get the truth, you have, this barricade in Washington. They live in a bubble. Mm-hmm. They want a narrative to come out, and that narrative is what they want it to be. So everybody else kind of scurries around the narrative, and anything that goes against it, they close. They put the lid on it. They bury it. And we're starting to become wise to that. I've been doing this for decades now, and I have said over and over again, don't believe the first word that comes out of their mouth when you make that telephone call. Because what you're seeing on the border or what you're seeing overseas in the war zone, and with your own eyes and with the people that you're talking to, is more than likely the truth, And you just got to keep investigating until you pop the lid off of that and expose it for what it is.
Exactly. Well, Sarah, you know, we've seen, from comments from White House officials, emails that have been exposed, that they have controlled the media. And I got to imagine, you know, within the inner circles of which you travel with other, you know, journalists, that this is a bit embarrassing. I mean, it's like journalism is under indictment. And what I am sensing is this rise of, the journalists saying, look, we're going to take back our industry and our profession. And, you know, be more aggressive, as you say, not take the first answer. But it's difficult, especially if you are given, the Beltway and D.C. to operate in. You've got to get along there. And there's a lot of counter pressure to do everything they can. And they've been exercising this to where they're trying to control the narrative as much as possible. But yet you still have to be faithful to your job and your calling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, journalists. It's the duty of journalists to get that information to the people. I mean, we deliver the information. When regular citizens whose sons are in Iraq or in Afghanistan fighting, it's up to us to go there and report the truth so that families know what's going on, so they can make the right decision, so that our lawmakers know what's going on, and so that we can expose what's going on, so that people have the knowledge to make really rational and important decisions that are going to affect the rest of their lives. And I tell you, what's happened in Washington really is an embarrassment to a large extent. You know, there's people want to get invited to White House dinners or press
exactly.
parties.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody is afraid. People also become buddy-buddy with people that their job is to keep the truth from you.
Mm.
Well, that's not your job. Your job is to, okay, build those relationships, have confidence, in your sources and tell the truth. And, you know, if it hurts, so be it. You know,
right.
they know what their job is in government, and we know what our job is as journalists. And
exactly.
that is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to work with them in a certain way to get those stories out, because we do have to have relationships. But our job is to be the watchdog.
Exactly.
And we have to hold people accountable.
It's a critical job, no doubt. As you mentioned earlier, you did meet with Ivanka Trump as she unveiled her revolutionary child care plan that is what Donald Trump is presenting, you know, to the country. And I think it has a lot of potential. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I think it does have a lot of potential. You know, I pushed her on a few of the questions, and one of the things that she said is that, you know, this is a policy that's being developed right now. They have the policy in place. They know how they're going to pay for it. But she says there's always room for evolving and getting in question. Why not paternity leave? Why not this kind of leave? I mean, this is just the beginning. You know, we're one of the only, I think, maybe
exactly.
the only industrialized nation that doesn't have this benefit. And the
right.
benefit will extend to stay-at-home moms. You could look at tax.
Exactly. Well, Sarah, we got to leave it right there. We're all out of time. Veteran investigative journalist Sarah Carter on Bill Martinez Live.
Affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.